Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at a question a lot of NSW agents have probably asked themselves at some point. Is auctioneering actually worth pursuing?
And the article doesn't dress it up. It gives you a straight look at the value, who it suits, and what you'd actually be signing up for.
So let's start with the basics. Auction accreditation in NSW is 3 units. Online, self-paced, it's not a long study commitment.
Which might surprise people. I think a lot of agents assume it's a much bigger undertaking than it actually is.
Right. But the article's point is that the real question isn't whether it's hard, it's whether it's worth your time given the career you actually want.
So what's the case for it?
Scarcity. That's the strongest argument. Most agents cannot run an auction. So if you can, you offer something the person sitting next to you at the office simply cannot.
And that has real practical value. Vendors deciding how to sell, principals deciding who handles their listings, they notice the agent who can stand at the front and bring down the hammer.
Exactly. You can call your own listings instead of handing them off to someone else. You become more useful to your agency. In a market where auctions are common, that's not a small thing.
Okay, but let's talk money, because that's what people actually want to know.
The article is pretty direct here. Auctioneering is not a guaranteed pay rise. It says that plainly.
Good. Because I think people sometimes look at a short course and assume there's a direct income attached to finishing it.
It doesn't work that way. How much you earn from it depends on how often auctions happen in your area, the value of those properties, and your own reputation. All of that takes time.
So it's one input into a career, not something you flip on for instant income.
Exactly how the article puts it. It can add to what you offer and, over time, to what you can earn, but it's not a quick fix.
I'd rather know that going in, honestly.
The other thing the article covers, and this is probably the most useful part, is what it calls the temperament test.
Yes, because auctioneering rewards a specific kind of person.
You have to be comfortable in front of a crowd, quick on your feet, and calm when the pressure rises. The article says the law and the process can be taught, and they are across those 3 accreditation units, but the nerve to use them in public, that's something you bring yourself.
So there's a performance element that no course can fully prepare you for.
Right. And the article's direct about it. If public speaking energizes you, if you enjoy holding a room, this will probably suit you and reward you.
And if the thought makes your stomach drop?
It can still be learned. But go in knowing the performance side is the real work, not the study.
That's a fair way to frame it. Some people thrive under that kind of pressure. Others genuinely don't, and that's fine.
Neither is a failure. It just affects whether this particular specialism is the right fit for you.
So who does it suit best?
The article says it works best as an addition to an established agent career. If you already hold a license, you understand property and buyers, and you want a high-value specialism on top, the fit is natural.
Not something to bolt on to the very beginning, then?
Not ideally. It's for the agent who wants to stand out, who enjoys the theatre of selling, and who wants more to offer without changing careers entirely.
A short course for a skill you keep for life. That's a reasonable trade if you're the right person for it.
And for the right person, the article's answer is pretty clear. If you're a confident agent working in a market where auctions happen regularly, it's usually yes. The course is short, the skill is rare, and it can make you more valuable without a long study commitment.
And if you work somewhere auctions are uncommon, or you genuinely dread the spotlight?
The article puts it well. The maths is softer. It's not that it's the wrong choice, it just requires honest thought about whether the investment fits your specific situation.
All right, one thing a listener should do next, what is it?
Have an honest conversation with yourself about the temperament side first. Do you like being in front of a crowd? Does that kind of performance energize you? If yes, look into NSW auction accreditation.
And if you want to talk it through with someone who knows the market and the course?
Archer Institute has an Australian-based team you can call on 1800 069 273. They'll give you a straight steer on whether it fits your market and your goals. No pressure.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. Worth a read if this conversation has you thinking.
And whether you're just starting a real estate career or looking to add a specialism, Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real support behind it. You can reach them on 1800 069 273.